On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
I do have Edmonton second.
I have Edmonton second as well.
Yeah. It looks like to start, Strom will start on the wing with McDavid, see if they can find some chemistry there. And Draisaitl will be in the middle. Nugent Hopkins at number three. That's a pretty good, you know, top three centers. We've been over it 100 times. I don't like the D, right?
I like their D. I like the D for the steady factor, right? The Larson Clefbaum. I have the Coyotes in sixth.
I took a long look at the Coyotes for fifth. Okay. I don't love LA. There's a lot of here's the thing. I think Antti Raanta.
Who do you have in fifth?
I did end up putting the Kings there.
Okay.
But I'm uncomfortable with I think it's a precarious prediction.
Oh.
How about new? You crazy Dutch bastard.
Let's start at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Hello, Colorado.
Forget about it. Those guys are out there. They're in seventh. That is a fait accompli.
No, this is wrong. Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
Who do you got at numero six? Say the Jets. Say it.
I have St. Louis Blues.
Oh, my God. I have the Jets.
All right. Well, and you know what?
We were going to see the Jets.
Yeah. Okay, you want to talk about God awful? Are you going to see the Jake Allen? They said, hey, Jake,
go home.
Hey, not even like go to the minors.
No.
Not even like hang out in the coffee room.
You can't play anymore.
Go home.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
We're not having a great year already.
Grinder.
Ehlers. 69 points last year. You don't think he's going to improve
on
that?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, well, you also said that Scheifele would take a big step back too, right?
Yes, I did.
Right. You don't love Wheeler.
Nope.
You don't love Little.
Nope.
Right.
They want Hellebuck to be the guy.
No way.
He's still young.
I like Mason over Pavlich, Hellebuck, whatever they had last year. But I have the Winnipeg Jets in fourth in this division.
That's crazy as shit.
Thank you.
Wow.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
I got the Blues in fifth.
Okay, I have the Chicago Blackhawks in
fifth. Oh, my God. What is wrong? 100 points again last season.
Yeah? And do you see that happening again this year?
I see them being higher than the fucking Winnipeg Jets. Okay. Are you kidding me? Well, that's what makes this interesting, because we'll do another mid-season checkup and one of us is going to look bad and the other is going to be me. So,
yes. I look forward to it.
I will try to fix you.
How's it going, everybody?
One of us is going to look terrible, and the other one is me. There was some audio gold in there.
Welcome to our mid-season checkup on our predictions on Tall Can Sports. Rob over there, Matt over here.
And I'm sweating and rubbing my brow already, and we haven't even got into the show.
So I got to tell you,
who were those crazy kids?
As I looked through for audio that hasn't really panned out the way we envisioned it, it was crazier in the West. We had some bad predictions in the East, but less obnoxious over the, oh my God,
you're an idiot.
Yeah. Ooh. So we have arrived kind of halfway through the bye week period here. Most teams are at about the halfway point. Some a little more, some a little 40 less.
40 through 44 games, kind of.
And the standings don't look much like we expected them to look.
The brave new world.
The one that jumps out at me is, there's a few, but I was indignant that you said, I got the Jets in fourth. That's crazy as shit, because I had that being way too high, and it turns out to be much too low, apparently, for the Winnipeg Jets. So we got a few.
I was surprised you didn't have your Connor Hellebuck take in there. Now, I know you did talk about, you heard it, but it was sort of in the me saying, yeah, I was going to say Mason Raymond.
Steve Mason.
Steve Mason.
Well, I had to cut, right? We couldn't keep it all. There was, as you were laughing at one point, our audience would have heard you saying, I like Steve Mason over anything they had last year.
Yeah.
And I was confident. Now, I still said the team would be bad, but I was confident that Hellebuck would be the number one.
Sorry. And I did miss that, because that's the one thing, yes, that as the season has progressed and I've said, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Both on the Jets front and the Blackhawks front. Now, the Blackhawks may be in a wild card position today. I'm not sure, but
it's very tight.
We'll get into that. It's precarious.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the one thing your one retort to that consistently has been, Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it's good for you. You can have that.
Good for me. So I'm going to ask you, because I got a pile of other notes here on my phone.
Good, because I got none.
To pull up the standings, at least, on your phone. Go ahead.
You're going to ask me to do that?
Yeah.
Can I leave the room and get my phone?
Yeah. I'll just erase this in post. So you've got the NHL standings there in front of you. I'm going to first hit it with what you and I suggested it would be. Starting at the top in the...
In the West.
Yeah. All the way back up to the top on my shitty little tablet. Okay. We both said Anaheim would lead the division. We both said Edmonton would be second. You had San Jose in third. I had Calgary in third. You had Calgary in fourth. I had San Jose in fourth. Both had LA in fifth. Both had Arizona in sixth. Vegas in seventh. And Vancouver in eighth.
So right now, the only thing that's right is my pick of San Jose in fourth.
Right.
Ching!
Oh, wait, isn't Calgary in third? So my pick of Calgary in third is also
third. And that should really trump my, as a playoff spot.
Right, well, yeah.
But yes, you're right. Calgary is in second, actually.
All right.
You have Vegas, Calgary, the Kings in third,
yeah.
Sharks in fourth, Ducks in fifth, Edmonton in sixth, Vancouver in eighth, seventh, and Arizona in eighth.
So let's start with Arizona, because you and I were both, I don't know if bullish is too, but we liked the moves they made in the offseason.
Well, and clearly,
Ranta, Derek Stepan.
Yeah, the young talent too that they were going to
brought in Demers from Florida, you know?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the leading scorer. I keep wanting to call him Kiefer Bellows, but he's somebody else's kid.
Oh, it's Clayton Keller.
Clayton Keller, nobody else's son.
Nope.
But.
Well, he's somebody's son, but no one we care about. But we expected Christian Voracek and Max Domi and maybe Dylan Strome and Anthony Duclair, now of the Chicago Blackhawks,
take a step. Richard Ponick will
That'll turn things around.
Shore that up in short order.
It was released today as we record this, that if the Coyotes are going to trade Oliver Ekman-Larsson, they're looking for two impact roster players and a first-round pick. So they will trade Oliver Ekman-Larsson for three potential Oliver Ekman-Larssons is apparently the... So fuck you, Arizona.
Yeah. Idiots.
What jumps out at you? We talked on the last show about Vegas. That's clearly the one that jumps out the most, that they're far better than we expected. To me, Anaheim, not in a playoff spot right now.
Five games under 500.
We had them winning the division. They didn't get healthy for a while. They had some defensive injuries.
They've had
injuries.
They're leading the league in man games lost.
Do you think it's that simple?
And to everybody.
And in the second half, they'll jump back into it, or have we just drastically overestimated them?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is the Kings, who've led this division for large chunks of the first half of the season.
Yeah.
Right? They've fallen to third. I expect them, they were riding the Dustin Brown, Anze Kopitar resurgence.
Yep.
That was not going to last. And Kopitar, perhaps?
That, to me, is more, and that's what led to the Dustin Brown resurgence, right?
I get to
play with that guy again.
So, to me, that's as they trend downwards, Ducks go upwards. The early season, the Canucks hung around in a wild card position for a long period of time.
So I have that in my notes here as well, that for the last 2 months, though, they have played at a 67-point pace.
Yeah, see.
Now, injuries have mounted on them. The other thing I think Canucks fans need to settle down on here a little bit is Brock Besser. Who's clearly going to be a good player, but he is shooting at 22. He has a 22-point shooting percentage.
Okay, see the previous show when we talked about Zach Smith, his big year, 25%
that's
shooting.
That's coming down, but in a big, big way. And if you are this stoked on him and that turns around, which it will, then you're going to have a very negative opinion of him very soon, and it's not going to be correct. The other thing that stands out to me about Vancouver, they have Louis Erickson for 4 years after this one. Locked up at $5 million.
Yeah.
That's going to bite them in the dick in a big way.
Well, right in the dick.
Right in the dick, man.
Sorry about that.
Direct, don't a dick.
Okay.
They had a great start, played better than anyone expected them to, and now they're about where we said they would finish behind Vegas, which clearly they will.
Look at that. So will everybody else, but that's okay.
But they're not a good team. And the thing is, they're not yet clearly rebuilding. They're not unloading shit. They're not whatever. And this is Leafs purgatory.
Yeah, but right? I think they're in a spot where I think they're going to fall to bottom two spots in this division.
But I don't think they yet believe that they've got Alex Edler and Chris Tanev and Sedins.
And they're not, and they feel like
Delzato. They're not tearing it down. Yeah, and no, they need to.
No, that's their fault.
Yeah, for sure. It's terrible.
But if you look at it, if Ottawa could take maybe Erickson off their hands
another one of those?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say for maybe,
Bobby Ryan.
We'll give him our second round pick from last year, Alex Formanton. That seems about right for Erickson. That'll give them a little reprieve. And
well, if there's anything that Eugene Melnyk wants, it's to take on more money in term.
Yep. You crazy Dutch bastard. To me, it's and we've touched on it in previous shows, Vegas at the top, Edmonton in the bottom position on the double-decker outhouse.
Yeah.
Right? You are directly in the shitter. So.
Yeah, we talked on the previous show about Edmonton, and that's been a total fucking disaster.
But if you look at Calgary freshly in second place at 54 points.
Yeah, they didn't get off to a great start like they wanted to.
Right, and San Jose at 50 points.
Yeah, it's tight.
Anaheim at 49, but Edmonton's far enough back, 43 points.
Right? Yeah, it's tight at the top, but that's about it. It's
And they didn't have that great start. And if you look at, I think early on their defense was underperforming.
Yeah.
And you're looking at that and you're going, how can Travis Hamonic get out there and underperform, right? In a pretty solid cast.
No, we talked before the season started about this maybe being the best top four in the league.
Right. And then you throw in whatever you think of Mike Smith, and clearly he's provided decent goaltending for them when healthy.
Right. Yeah. No, and I said at the time I didn't like that trade. I didn't think that was the guy they were looking for, and oh dear. See, I couldn't fit all our blunders into the
right. No, no. And so I think at this point, if you look at 61 points for the Vegas Knights, yeah, they just need to go 500.
Oh yeah, they'll be fine. They're going to coast in at this point.
They're solidly in, and I think you'll see Calgary float down a spot, maybe two, but I have Calgary in at this point with the Ducks maybe bumping out.
Yeah.
Out the Sharks and the Kings.
So this one is going to hurt both of us in different places as we move over to the Central. I'll run down our predictions first. Both Dallas in first. Both at Nashville in second. You had Minnesota in third. I had Chicago in third. You had Winnipeg in fourth. I had Minnesota in fourth. And at that point, Blackhawks in fifth for you, Blues in fifth for me, St. Louis in sixth for you, Winnipeg in sixth for me, and Colorado in seventh for both of us.
That's a big shitstorm right there.
As we look at this, this is a ridiculously tight division.
Where'd you have the Kings? I mean, where'd you have the Blues, sorry?
I had the Blues in, let's see, one, two, three, four, fifth.
And I had them in sixth.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
Now, they got off to an unreal start with Jake Allen that we mentioned in our clips there, playing out of his mind. And now it seems like he may have gone off a cliff again as they're in a bit of a tailspin that he's starring in a pretty big way.
So last place Colorado is 6 points behind fourth place St. Louis. Like, it's that tight.
Sixth to fourth?
No, sorry. Seventh.
Seventh place Colorado.
Up to fourth place.
But that whole division, I think, is within 7 points. Well, my points, I guess, are from yesterday. I don't know what happened last
year. Okay, so I'm looking at NHL.com right now.
Yeah.
You have St. Louis in fourth at 55.
Yeah.
52 for Minnesota.
And Dubnyk's been on fire since he got back from injury.
51 for Dallas. 50 for Chicago. 49 for Colorado.
Okay. So it's pretty jammed. Dallas has not taken the...
Well, there was a lot of talk about the trouble that Hitchcock was having implementing any kind of system there. He was getting a lot of blowback from...
The vets.
From the vets. Yeah, exactly. And Hitchcock and Bishop. Not seeing eye to eye on a couple of polls and...
Wow.
And just how the whole thing was really rocky. They were off to a terrible start.
Right. Now, at this point, to dissect this and look, I obviously said when you said the Blackhawks would finish out of the playoffs, I was indignant that was a ridiculous prediction. It looks just as likely now as not, really. Like that's all pretty tight there.
And you got to make bold predictions.
Of course. But there's some teams there that, like Nashville, to me, who we both had in second.
He's in second.
Regardless of Dallas, has probably played better than I expected them to.
25, 11, and 6 or something along those lines, right? Like they are, that's a solid, solid record.
For sure.
Now, they've cooled a bit.
Yes. So is St. Louis. And so to me, this division, as much as any, and I guess we'll get to the Metro here in a minute, but is up for grabs, right? Like in terms of... we laughably placed Colorado in a distant seventh earlier this weekend. They were
in a wild card spot for sure.
So, like, it's a total crapshoot in this one. Nathan MacKinnon has been unbelievable. They traded away Matt Duchene and brought in some pieces for the future, one of which, anyway, Samuel Girard is contributing now. A guy that at one point was being considered by Nashville for release to the World Junior team, got to Colorado, and you're not going anywhere, kid, right? Like, we need you.
Until you got sucker punched, like.
Yeah. So, like, it's an interesting division to me. I don't really know what to make of this one right now. I expect Nashville to continue to play well. Winnipeg, man, I was laughing, like I said earlier on, that you had them as high as fourth. Now it's laughable that... You had them that low, and obviously I had them even lower, right? So they're dominating. And that's with Scheifele having been out for at least a couple weeks now.
And that's another show, yeah. You heard us quoted off the top when I said, yeah, and you have Scheifele taking a big step back. And you went,
yep.
Yeah, I do.
Yep. And I didn't like Wheeler, and I didn't like Little.
Or Edler. Or Ehlers, sorry.
Ehlers, yeah. So that's not looking great. That's not aging well.
And that's one of those things where you get, I got painted right into a corner here, and I'm swinging, baby. That's it. I got my stance, and I'm taking it.
Yeah. To me, Winnipeg has been the surprise of the – even in my wildest predictions of maybe having them in the playoffs, I didn't have them – leading this division. And even when I said Hellebuck would be a good number or would be their number one, it was only in that Mason was going to suck. And it wasn't.
Which is consistent with his.
Yeah. Well, his history suggests that was a safe bet.
And yeah, I liked what they were doing, put them in fourth. Mm-hmm. Right. Minnesota has been inconsistent. And clearly you look at what's happening. Parisi's back now, but back problems. They've suffered some injury problems too, and you look at Dubnyk, who I think is, you would know better.
He is just coming off an injury as well,
but not as good.
Nope.
As last year.
It's going to be hard to beat. But
and I was watching some highlights the other night, and you see Ryan Suter scoring a goal, and you're like, man, there was
a couple
of years ago where he was playing 35 minutes a night, and he was just this Iron Man, unstoppable. And
they've done this kind of admirable job of keeping those vets around, but turning it over to some of the young guys. Nino Niederreiter has kind of become maybe their go-to offensively. Eric Staal is having a good year for them.
He had a great year last year.
Yeah.
He flirted with 30 goals, or he was 32. Like, he was
doing it again this year.
Yeah. And we talked about that. I remember in the show saying they sort of scored by committee last year.
Yep.
They had a bunch of sort of 15 to 20 goal guys, and I think a team that does that, Rangers did the same thing, right?
Yep.
If you can continue, but you need good goaltending, and especially in this division, if you're not getting all your little cookies stacked up, yeah, you're in trouble, right? You can't have two out of three in this division, right? You need to be bringing everything.
Let's move into the Metro, which is fascinating. I'll run this down. We both had Pittsburgh in first. Both had Washington in second. Both had the Rangers in third. Both had the Blue Jackets in fourth. Boring. What is this? You had Carolina in fifth. I had the Islanders in fifth. You had the Islanders in sixth. I had Carolina in sixth. Philadelphia. And I couldn't find a great clip to capture, but we openly mocked New Jersey as being clearly the worst and eighth place team in this division, and it wasn't going to be close. We were willing to talk about basically everything first through seventh, second through seventh, but eighth was locked down New Jersey.
Well, and I think we talked about it, right, in the show, was just how tight the division was. To me, there was clear separation between 1 and 3 or 1 and 4 and 5 and 8.
Right.
Right, that we both felt like
– Yep.
We had our teams that were locks, Pittsburgh, Washington, Rangers.
Islanders.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Right. Was there any differentiating between who our top fours were?
I don't. No.
No. Wasn't. It was the window dressing or the furniture placement 5 through 8.
Yep.
Now, if you look at how it sits today, you have Washington.
6 points.
Washington 1, Columbus 2, New Jersey 3, Rangers 4. Penguins, Flyers, Islanders, Hurricanes. I think we both panned Scott Darling.
Yep.
And saying that was a reason why a fairly solid defense core and a no-name, unspectacular, but reliable forward core was probably going to do okay, but Scott Darling was what was going to hold them from.
What is the point spread in that division from 2nd through 8th? I believe it's pretty minimal.
You have 53 down to what?
To 8th. I believe probably 46.
48.
Yeah.
5 points.
5 points from 2nd to 8th in that division.
Yeah.
That's going to change a million times between now and.
To me, you know what? Corey Schneider can stand on his head. But to me, those guys.
still got them to fall off. Eh?
Yeah, I'm looking out here. You see that little flashing light? That's your expiry date, New Jersey, right there.
And this was also, according to a lot of the fancy stat people, going to be the year that Carolina jumped up, and that just has not materialized either.
And that was
with Darling was part of that. But
and to me, he was never going to. He never did it in Chicago. Couple games as a backup.
Well, and we referenced earlier, and we've done a few shows today now, so I can't remember if it was on this one or not, that it was on the last show we talked about who was going to be the next Cam Talbot or Martin Jones, and who was going to be the next Jonathan Bernier or whatever, who jumps out from being a pretty good backup.
Or
to
anybody who played for Toronto, really. Vesna Toskala or, you know.
Scrivens, whatever you want to look
Scrivezina.
At.
Scrivezina.
Right. And it's kind of panned out that way. The Scarling, love that.
Yep.
Scott Darling is apparently
Clarice.
Not ready to jump in and be the number one goaltender on a.
Well, he's not a. I think it's because he's not. Not only is he not ready, he's not capable.
Right. But that. Well, because he's. If he's not ready now, he's not going to be. Like, no, that's a guy who bounced around for a long time. He's got to be 30 years old.
To me, that's right? Like your Condons, your Rantas,
right.
Your. Any of these guys, right, who are legit number two guys.
Well, look at the guys. You know, we kind of passed up Edmonton here in the they just traded an asset to pick up what's his name, the backup in Montreal who they just
Montoya,
who's 32 years old, give up an asset to get him when you could have for free on waivers had Malcolm Subban or Calvin Pickard or any number of guys who have passed through and you Pete Chiarelli would rather pay for that, right, and get an older and less valuable. That's sort of what I wonder about Carolina here. They've got Jordan Staal, who's played hard minutes for a long time, coming to the end of his, you know, time as a...
How old does that make you feel?
Pretty old. He might have been on that Vancouver team that we mentioned two shows ago, right, on the
right.
World Juniors.
And you look at it and go, Jordan Staal's coming to the end of his usefulness.
Yeah. And... That I really like their blue line, right? Pesek, no, that's in Florida. Pesci is the guy I'm thinking of. They got Justin Falk. They got Noah Hanifin. Like, they got pieces there, and they got some good young forwards.
And they're all signed to $5 million deals. I have no idea how that works.
They're just...
Try paying a goalie some money, man.
Well, I think they're still paying Cam Ward a lot of...
Well, he's there.
Yeah, so... No, I just... This team never jumped up. The Islanders, terrible goaltending... but they're killing it up front.
Well,
Barzal and Eberle playing on a line together, both former Edmonton assets,
and
tearing it up.
And they spent a pile of time right around top five offensive teams.
Yeah.
Right, in terms of goal scoring. Now, they couldn't stop a puck.
Right.
But they were entertaining, and they were up there.
To me, the Rangers is another team that's going to fall off.
Okay, well, that was where I was going with you with next was, see, I clearly see New Jersey falling out of the playoffs.
Right.
I don't see them maintaining that. And you see the Rangers falling off?
Yeah.
That's your 3-4 team right now.
Yep.
Because the Penguins are clearly getting in.
Probably.
Rutherford's not going
to... find a way to...
Yeah, he'll make a trade. He'll trade some
and
sort
how
of...
how interesting is it, man? Right there, Washington, right back at the top. Not quite at the same clip they were. Off to kind of a weird start. Not overly consistent. But there they are, right back at the top of the thing. And we both said in the prediction show... Not necessarily in the regular season, but is this a year where the pressure's off a little? Those guys missed their window, right? A lot like the Sharks.
Yep.
A lot like, and maybe this is the year where you slide in, a little less pressure, people not really paying as much attention. And I didn't really expect them to win the division, but to be really dangerous in the playoffs. And yet here they are, back at number one.
Well, and I think there is just as good a bet at this point, at the midpoint season of the season, to win this division.
Yeah. It looks like it, right? And
I think they become, if you look at last year, going into that second round, right, the Penguins and the Caps.
Yeah.
The Caps had that top-end talent and depth.
Yep.
Right? And so, and then you look at what they started to lose with Johansson and Alzner and Shattenkirk and Schultz and, Schmidt, sorry.
Yep.
What they've lost. So they still have that top-end talent. They
right.
still have some really good pieces.
Ocean
but they've
Baxter
lost,
the
yeah. They've lost Kuznetsov. They've lost their depth.
Yep. Yeah, just a little less room for error.
Which is much more what the Penguins looked like last year.
Yes. No, it's true.
And you go, do you have this top end talent? And you're weak as you work your way down the lineup. Sure. But can you bring it? Can you cobble something together at the right time?
Bring it.
And so that's what you kind of look at.
What do you see out of Columbus at this point?
I see. You and I talked about that. How you can have the league's worst power play.
Yeah.
And you kept saying, yeah, well, that's going to come back.
Yeah.
Is it? Or is their standing going to come back? Like, which is that? You cannot continually be, you know, teams with good specialty teams are good teams.
Right.
Teams with crappy specialty teams are crappy teams.
It seems like over the course of no time, they went from being kind of just whatever to maybe now having the best number one pair in the East with Jones and Werenski.
Yeah.
Like, we played those guys not too long ago. The way they move the puck, the way, like, together, unreal. And Seth Jones has been kind of an underrated, less talked about guy for a while.
Well, see, when he drafted, he slipped in the draft a bit, right? Yep. And so
to three only or something, but
yeah, but yeah. There was talk as the draft gets closing. Well, he could be a number one,
but watching those two together, like, just precision passing, it's the pucks in and no time at all. Like, I really interesting to watch with it.
Well, thank you, Ron Hainsey.
But look up front, you just go, I don't know, right? Like, Cam Atkinson and Josh Anderson
Nick
and
Foligno,
yeah, like all these guys just. I guess, right? Boone Jenner, former general. Love
Boone.
Him. I don't know what to make of them. I still kind of see them as a team that would be a heavy physical series to draw in the first round, but that most of these other teams that you're talking about in that division, your Washingtons, your Pittsburghs.
Right around New Year, they rolled into Ottawa.
Probably going to beat them.
And Ottawa beat them in overtime and scored 5 or 6 on them.
Right.
But Bobrovsky was off.
Okay.
Right? He didn't have a good night, and you go, whew, thanks, goalie Bob. Appreciate the 2 points. Not like we need them.
Right.
But if they could use them. I see them as a playoff team. I don't see them as a second team. I don't see them as a home playoff team in the first round.
Right.
I see them either.
And I don't see them around in the second round.
Right. Me either.
Yeah.
Me either. Because to me, as you said, nice top pair.
Yep.
Great goalie.
Got great pair on you.
Great pair. Look at that. but yeah, I think we've seen in past years in the playoffs, whether it was the Rangers last year or the Wild last year, with that sort of no real jump out at you goal scorers, but a sort of scoring by committee, seems to not pay off, man. Game breakers are game breakers in the playoffs.
And, need one.
And, yeah, you need
two
one.
Or three.
The more you have, the better.
Let's come home into the Atlantic Division. Both had Tampa in first. Both had Toronto in second. Both had Ottawa in third. You had Montreal in fourth. I had Boston in fourth. We flip here. You had Boston fifth. I had Montreal fifth. We both had Buffalo in sixth. Both had Florida in seventh. Both had Detroit in eighth.
Yeah. I think Buffalo's there to stay. They're sitting in eighth.
Well, yeah. Why don't you sing down this division for us?
Okay, so we have Tampa, Boston, Toronto. Okay, and really draw a nice, thick, dark line in the sand right there because those teams are in.
Looks like.
And then you have Detroit, Florida, Montreal, Ottawa, Buffalo.
So Detroit must have won this afternoon because when I looked this morning, Florida was ahead of Detroit, but both well out of it.
So, and again, just window dressing, you're talking about 43 points through 31 points for Buffalo. Right now I scoff at that, but we have 39 points. So it's not like...
Yeah, it's 8 points clear, man. And Gary's parity league, that's pretty good.
And really, it's 39 points to 43 points in the shitbird race.
Right.
and now when you look at it, we have... You know, we only have one game in hand.
Right.
So really, to me, that's that as that gets shaped around, I think Detroit falls. I think Ottawa rises. And you're looking at, you know, who gives a shit race of non-playoff crappy teams, sort of Florida fourth, Ottawa fifth.
Right.
In that sort of Montreal sixth.
Because Florida looks like, and I think the gap's too big, but Florida looks like they're coming on a bit, getting a little healthier, and we'll see when Luongo gets back.
Yeah, nothing about them.
No, I don't think they're getting in.
Because they're 11 points back of the Leafs.
Right. Who in this division maybe jumps out at you the most?
So Ottawa's huge, like honestly, near record futility streak is sticks out at me. And I think
it sticks right in my craw.
Yeah. And I think just in that same stretch when Ottawa went 2-13-2, I think Boston went 13-2-2 in that same stretch.
And they're still doing it.
And coming from behind and overtaking the Leafs, who were at one point, you were like, so
1-2.
Entrenched in second spot, that to me, it looks like Boston is now probably the legit number two team in that division.
So I have two different ones, and this first one might sound a little off. We both had Tampa in first. Fuck, they're good. Like, even compared to what I expected, like, just dominant. And we'll see. Hedman went down. It's not
wicked stretches of having the first and second scorer in the NHL on your team.
That top line of, and no one likes to hear about someone else's fantasy league, but I have Stamkos, someone else has Kucherov, and then a third has Nemestikov, the third wheel on that fucking whatever line, and they're getting fat off of someone else.
The other two guys.
That line, though, has been killer. Vasilevsky has been as good as anybody in the league.
Lock him
this
down.
Year.
He's the Dubnyk of last year.
Yeah.
At this point, Vezina.
Yeah. Hedman is hurt, but they expect it's not too long.
6 weeks, probably. And if
they
said
3-6.
Yeah.
Right?
If I'm them, I'm being precautious. Yeah. Because
they're 10 points up on second.
Or I'm being cautious, taking all precaution.
That a boy. To me, that's a team that blew me. And Buffalo's the other one. I think I had Buffalo in fifth or sixth, maybe fifth.
Yeah, I think we both had them in sixth.
I can't believe they're this bad. I just, man, it's a tire fire, right? Like,
well, as you said, 31 points at the halfway point.
Yeah.
That's Colorado last year.
That's awful. Awful, awful, awful. And
not changing.
No, like there's just nothing there. And we both talked in the preview show. Like I said, I went back and checked them out to make the notes for this one. We both had them as having a pretty dangerous top six, okay goaltending, and we'll see about the defense.
Right.
And the top six.
I like Ristolainen. To me, they have some pieces.
Yeah. We both thought bringing in Scandella from Minnesota was a good move. But it's just, I don't know how they get out of it. Like, Leonard's clearly not the guy. Eichel, at this point, I don't know if he's sulking or.
I don't know where he is, but he was, you and I, when we had this Matthews debate as the fourth ranked center, and I lumped him in with Scheifele, Draisaitl, Eichel, and Matthews, right, and said that's more where he fits. To me, Eichel was slam dunk, 80 points this year,
right.
He was.
I thought so when I drafted him.
Yeah, that he was going to be a guy who really wasn't debatable. It was more the Scheifele.
Too busy being GM Eichel and coach Eichel.
Well, right. It was more debatable whether Draisaitl and Scheifele were going to be able to achieve that 80-point status again.
Right.
Eichel's the one who's, and I'm not sure where he is, but
not
I'd be surprised if he's at 35 points.
Right.
So, yeah, bye-bye.
That team just, I couldn't fathom them being this bad again.
What's your take on Evander Kane?
I don't want him.
Right, and it was just I'm not sure who's taking him.
So. Someone will.
Well, somebody said he'd be a great player if he wasn't such a dick.
Right. Well, there's a lot of that.
Okay. All right, but that was the rap on him in Winnipeg.
Right, and that's kind of what I was going to say. There was just another scuffle with him and Buffalo's Justin Falk at practice last week, where whatever drill they're running. At some point, Justin Falk gets in his face and goes, "You're so fucking selfish," and shoves him to the crap. Like, I think because he's so talented and because it's a rental, someone will pick him up at the deadline and see what he can chip in, and he will chip in.
Dude's not 19 or 20 anymore.
Right. And, he was, if you recall, he was brought back to that 09 World Juniors. So he's 27, 26 years old. Like, he was cut and then brought back in to that.
Sooner or later, you're not boner in track pants guy anymore.
Right. And now you're just track pants in the shower guy.
Forget it. You're always you're always boner in track pants guy. That never changes.
To me, that's a and the other one that stands out a little bit is the Leafs are where I predicted they would be, but they don't look anywhere near as good doing it as I...
They actually, now, and we'll see at the halfway point, and that's the beauty of this, right, is it is just a halfway point. To me, they look not as good now as they did at the beginning of the season.
That's right. And there's some talk that it's Babcock trying to get them to play a more playoff style.
Yep.
It's not what I see. Like, I just see a team that's kind of disinterested, not doing what it needs to do.
Wants to score 6 or 7 goals.
And so they're kind of halfway between a coach that's letting them do that and a coach that wants them to play playoff-style hockey and them not being willing to do it. Like, they're not engaged in either of those things. They're not flying the zone like they used to, which was irresponsible, but sometimes it works.
Right. And just watching the last game before the break.
Yeah.
Ottawa-Toronto. You look at how many Senators were able to turn Toronto D.
Hainsey for sure. Polak for sure.
Coming from the outside. Yeah. And if you look at a playoff series, if it's going to be Boston.
Looks like.
And Toronto, that's trouble. Yeah. Unless they can shore up that D.
That top line in Boston might be the best line in the league right now.
Access to the goal. And you have guys who do that for a living.
Yeah.
Marchand, Pasternak. Guys who are going. And with their mobile D. Man, it's
Go ahead.
No. As you said, you look at what Babcock's done, right? And now he has more tools. They may need to ship out somebody earlier rather than later.
It kind of looks that way. Like, to me, I just a 7-game matchup against this Boston team where Zdeno Chara. It's not like Chara in that 2013 series against the Leafs, where it was Chara versus Kessel all series long, and we all know how that went. But now it's Chara in a secondary role, and you're still playing McAvoy and Krug who up front, who can move the puck like as well as anyone.
Brandon Carlo, like they have.
Yeah, and you're gonna like that's a nightmare matchup for the Leafs because for as deep as they are, three lines offensively. Boston is uniquely a couple defense pairs deep, right? Like right. That's not a good matchup. And I just wonder, like for 55 minutes in that last game before the break against Ottawa, I would have told you that's the best game Morgan Riley's ever played in the league. And then, oh my God, for the last 5 minutes, it was not.
It's right? A big L.
Right.
How many L's in Riley? Oh, back to back, two, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, to me, he's had a hell of a season, but he's still no hell in his own hand. To me, they're, I guess, where I thought, well, I was going to say they're where I thought they would be. They're not. They're in third, and I had them in second. So, Boston has 4 games anyway in hand and a 2-point lead, a 1-point lead in the division. So, we'll see. Toronto has played more games now than anyone, so they will have a lighter schedule, and it's a home heavy schedule. Boston plays basically every other night coming out of the break and a majority on the road. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, you're right. Boston has 4 games in hand and a 2-point lead.
Yeah. So we'll see. Because I like Toronto's schedule better, but that's a lot of points up for grabs for Boston.
So you would agree, you were saying Buffalo. And to me, we had them in 6th, and so it's not a huge surprise for me that they drop down and be that – not maybe that they're that bad.
Right.
Yeah. To me, I agree, and you've just sort of – you've put a gold star on my – yeah, Boston is a huge surprise for me. I had them sort of in that 4-5.
Maybe in, maybe out.
Yeah. And to me, if you listen to – and I was sharing with you, Boucher was saying, yeah, you talk to guys on our team, and they're saying Boston is the best team they've played all season. Yeah, and we saw them twice in a week.
Well, and we talked about on the last show.
5-Cobb, 5-1. Bish, bish. Oh!
We talked on the last show about the All-Star thing and what maybe Rask should have got in over Price. His record, 14-4 and something, pretty fucking good, but that's a lot less games than Price or Anderson or some of these. Yeah. Like, he had a rocky start, right? Well, Hudobin got off to an okay start. Rask wasn't that great. And then all of a sudden, off he goes and he's back on one
right
of those
and you and I there. Talked about it right that they were sort of this they had their core which we all like the Marchand Bergeron Krejci Pasternak could Pasternak you know replicate
with
that
new
that
contract
thing?
What's he gonna be
this is it and then you look and you go okay McAvoy's
averaging 23 minutes a night
yeah honestly
holy fuck
and then you look at the Carlo Krug
yep
and your nice you know complimentary pieces
Colin
further
Smith down
yeah
there, yep.
And Miller, and you go...
Colin Miller, sorry, not.
Yeah, and you go, that's all right down there.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, it's Tuca's health and this core up front. But to me, and they've and the guys, it's another young guy on the D who's playing big minutes, 21 years old.
Yeah.
In addition to,
well, I'm thinking of Denton Heinen or whatever up front, but
yeah, no, good, show prep would have fixed this, but
we don't do that.
We frown on that.
Well, come on, man, we got 5 out of 6 D. We're doing good. It's yeah, Adam McQuaid. It's Colin Miller. Is it Aino Chara?
Brandon and Carlo.
It's Krug. McAvoy. That's yep. 6, man.
We're, yeah, no, and I'm trying to think of the other young guy. It's not McQuaid.
Well, because he's not that young anymore. Fucking Islander.
No, it, to me, the guy is, and his name is, and I'm getting stuck with DeBrinket, which I know he's in Chicago, but it's like that.
All right. Oh, it's like that.
Oh, and that's the way that it is. But yeah, their D has taken a huge step forward as a core.
Yep.
Despite sort of Chara continuing to sort of fade, right? Which is how you
got that guy on your penalty kill and your second pair.
And playing in a 4 spot, yep. Probably.
Yeah.
Right? At this point, you go, that's how it's meant to be.
If things don't change for the Leafs and drastically around the league and we get a 2-3 series, even if we're the home team, which it doesn't look like we're going to be, but I think that's a Boston right now. And they're as hot as anybody, but I don't like that matchup at all for the Leafs. And what? I wouldn't have said that in October.
Neither would I.
In October, if you'd have told me you're getting Boston, woohoo, probably won the division, Boston's 4th, we'll take that.
Right.
Oof, man.
No, I think we all would like the Leafs. Now, I think the question we had, I certainly had at the beginning of the season was, I picked them in 2nd, could they play playoff hockey?
Right. And we don't know yet.
And especially with the addition of Marlowe and how the team was just going to obviously, and they exhibit all the signs of a team who wants to play fire wagon hockey.
And it's a weird mix right now if you watch, man. It's clearly chip and chase because that's what Babcock wants them to do to get ready for the playoffs. But it's guys who don't want to do it. Nylander and Marner and Matthews can go into the corner and get a puck. He's a big, strong guy. But we got a lot. Connor Brown, even. They're guys who don't want to go and battle for it. They want to carry it and create off the rush. And
that, then you look at that and go, okay, Boucher in Ottawa, Babcock in Toronto. Are you implementing a system that
fits what you got?
That fits what you like, or are you implementing a system that fits your players?
Right.
Clearly, that's not happening in Ottawa. Now, you guys have much better results.
We'll see.
But you are ultimately looking after a first round 7-game series last year. You're looking for better.
Yeah. No, if you flame out in the first round again, hard to say there was growth this year, right? And that's got to be the thing for you.
Toronto fan base can't be happy with
probably not
with a first round loss.
Right.
Because your window with all those guys is closing.
Nylander's about to get paid this summer, and we only got one.
Pay that man his money.
Bitch better have my money. Anything else on this man that stands out on our predictions through
40-odd games? I think we're incredibly crafty.
I think we've painted all our mistakes as, yeah, but.
Well, see, and we've highlighted clearly, and that's why we do it.
For sure.
Right?
Don't shy away from the mistakes.
This is it. Embrace it. But you want to put your balls on the table. Not you right this moment.
Right now?
No. Sorry, I'm just saying.
They're already out.
Yeah. Breathing, they call it.
Yeah.
Make the prediction, justify it, which we tried.
Sure.
Faultily in some areas.
Reality punched me in the face.
Okay. And we will take a look back again at the end of the season and go, see? Fucking bang on. I totally think that this is all just a mirage.
That's right.
Vegas is going to finish in last.
Can't wait. They're going 0-38 to finish the season.
Okay, but wait.
But wait, there's more.
No.
We'll throw in an extra bottle.
Yeah. We have talked about, give me two things, just in wrapping up. You've already said them or you haven't. Two things that will change significantly from now till the end, till the 82 game mark.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's getting in.
Yeah, okay, they're on the cusp now.
Okay,
are they a wild card team, or are they in the top 3 in the division?
Pittsburgh will finish 2nd in their division.
There you go. Look at that. Yeah.
And I still think Chicago's getting in. And I know that division's tight as well.
But yeah, that's not really a big...
What do you want from me?
I want bold, bold takes, man. That's what I'm looking for. No, and that's fine. Yeah. I really see the Devils, who led that division, not making the playoffs.
Okay.
To me, that's a
led,
given.
But are in third now.
Yeah.
As we sit here.
And will continue to drop, I think. And yeah, and I like the chances of the Kings not making the playoffs either.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who also led that division.
Yep.
For large chunks of the first half of the season, El Fado with and they are going to be.
How about this? Vegas won't have home ice.
Okay, see, now you're talking. Yeah. You just need to warm into this.
Yep.
See, the Ducks are going to rise up. How far? Yep. I have no idea. Maybe they are a home playoff team.
I think Calgary might still, you know, they're in right now. Can they stay, you know, hot enough to just push Vegas, right? Because it's got to come down a little.
But see, I like that, though.
They're in second right now.
Yeah, no, I know. They're not going to be a home playoff team. They're a wild card team.
It's a weird division.
For sure it is. Well, and really, they have to be looking. If they want to be a wild card, they got to be looking.
Yeah.
Look east, young man, to the Central Division, because that's where you're making. Can we cross over there? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be looking to the Central. So that's the other big thing that's changed. We both had 4-4 in the East. It will be 5-3.
Lock it in.
There's a Metro team coming over.
Yeah.
Anything else, man?
Man, that's it.
We'll see you on the next Talk and Sports.
See you.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.